Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We're delighted to welcome in Houston Nutt. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Houston, of course, CBS Sports college football analyst. Good morning, Houston. How are you?
Morning, Houston.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Well, you know, help us out. Are we going to be who will be this week's Tennessee? Who will we be talking about in terms of the Titanic, as opposed to talking about in terms of their national championship credentials?
Oh my goodness, man! Y'all start off. Y'all want to bring all the Titanic down on the very first question, huh? Well, I tell you what, it's got to be tough. You know, we look at Tennessee, and I look at their tradition, and remember all the great years they had, and you open up against Georgia State and then BYU. That's a tough way to go. And so, that's the thing about football. Boy, you don't ever know. It bounces funny. And hopefully they can get their first win this week and get back on track a little bit.
Houston, you look at Jalen Hurts at Oklahoma, you look at Tua, obviously Alabama, there have been other quarterbacks that have made an impact, but has there been any player in college football affect his team as much as Joe Burrow has done at LSU, and everything that Burrow brings to the table in terms of poise? He was really polished against Texas, really made an impact.
Without question. Boy, I tell you what, to go on the road, and remember now, Texas has a lot of momentum, and they beat Georgia in the Sugar Bowl, and the words were, hey, we're back. And you know their fans were ready to play every game, every down with them, and the team too. And Sam Ehlinger, they all look good. But you're right. Joe Burrow, to go in that environment, 31 for 39, over 400 yards, it just looks different. Where we're used to seeing in years past, okay, we're just going to be nice and simple, vanilla, hand it here, hand it right, hand it left, punt it, let the defense play. But, boy, not this year. Different formations, spreading it out, and throwing on first down. And then that 3rd and 17 to me was the staple of the night, where you got Joe Burrow, 3rd and 17, steps up just to buy a little bit of time and throws a strike to Jefferson. And, of course, Jefferson hits the corner and outruns everybody down the sideline for the touchdown. That was fun to watch. But I'm with you on that one. Joe Burrow, to me, is a true difference maker and a true leader right now. And I got to give a lot of credit to Ed Orgeron. When you look at, he hires Coach Brady, you got Steve Ensminger who's been there, and sometimes you can get too many cooks in the kitchen. I thought the way they're working together, outstanding.
When you look at a team like Michigan, and they win a game 24-21 over Army, and yet the style points aren't there. You know, the people are wondering why isn't the new system working with the offense? Why is the quarterback struggling? Why is Jim Harbaugh in the position he's in? They're 7th in the country. Better to win than not, but they have struggled to open the season. Is that just growing pains, or is that a larger issue?
Yeah, I think if you're the coaching staff, you're just saying it's growing pains. And the bottom line is we hit our goal. We wanted to be 2-0 at this time. Hey, we're 2-0. But when you go back and dissect the film, when you watch the film, there's just some the ball's on the ground too much. There's some sloppiness there. You've got to take care of the ball better. And I want to tell you, whoever plays Army, you better buckle up. Y'all know that. I mean, that's a hard game to play. And I've had the privilege with CBS to go watch them the last 7 years. And I love the heart and spirit of their team. And I'll tell you, any defensive line will tell you, I don't want to play Army because they're coming at your knees. They're coming at you every single play. But I just think this. I think Michigan, I do think they're going through some growing pains. When you look at Shea Patterson, he's had quite a few coordinators the last few years. And I know how athletic, I know how accurate he is. I just know there's better football in front of him, but you're waiting to see it. You're waiting to say, okay, come on, let's go.
Houston, we mentioned Tennessee is a disappointment. I think you could look at UCLA as another national disappointment with Chip Kelly. On the other end of the spectrum, where'd Maryland come from? Boy, I tell you what, there's 71 points per game. They're ranked now. 21st. They have, you know, they're going to play Temple, maybe a little bit tougher opponent. I didn't expect them to do to Syracuse what they did. How is Maryland off to such a good start, and how surprised are you?
Well, I'm very surprised. I looked at the first game and said, okay, wow, scored a bunch of points, okay, against a team that's inferior. But I thought, well, okay, Syracuse now will beat Maryland. That was my thoughts in my mind going before the game. Okay, Syracuse is their coach. Babers has his team going, so I know they'll win this game. And I get to watching this football game, and I looked. It's one reason. It's Coach Loxley in the offense, the creation of different formations, the motion, the deception of the lightning motion, and then the play action and boots and waggles. Golly, he keeps them off balance. And his quarterback, Jackson, just looks like he's just so in sync and acts like he's had the playbook for the last 5 years. So, man, you just got to give a lot of credit to Coach Loxley. Remember, you know, he was 3-31, goes to Alabama as an analyst, and look at him. He's got it rolling. And so my hat's off to him, and I'm anxious to see as the schedule goes. You mentioned a little bit better competition. I'm anxious to see as we go through the schedule what's this going to look like, because I feel like offensively they're going to move the football.
When you see a guy like Lynn Swann step down from USC, does that send a shockwave through the program? I mean, you know, we know the whole Cliff Kingsbury thing and all the everything that happened and the state of that program. That's a big part of it. It's a big part of the reason he's leaving. I mean, obviously, you resign when you find out they're looking for your replacement. But what's your take on what's going on with that program?
Yeah, when you lose a Lynn Swann, you know, he's a guy that everybody knows his name. He walked the hallways. He practiced. He played, and All American, and a name that's in everybody knows. When he leaves, you know, it does send a little bit of a shockwave, like, hey, what's going on? But as you go back and look at the team right now, and that's where I give Coach Helton a lot of credit. When you have the outside noise and the pressure he's been under since day one. And especially this summer going in the season, and you lose your first-team quarterback. Man, I just give Coach Helton a lot of credit, and now the young freshman steps in and has maybe this is a blessing in disguise. They look the best I've seen them in a while. So, hey, they're 2-0, and the best thing they can do is just keep right on going. Winning is a cure-all. It solves everything. And so, hey, maybe Coach Helton can keep it going, winning, and everything's okay in the football department, and let's see who becomes the AD. But when you mention the shockwave of losing Lynn Swann, you know, the message of it, I said, okay, we're getting ready to hire who then? We're going to get ready to make a change. We moved the AD out. He's gone. So now we're getting ready to make a change. But the problem is right now USC is winning, and I'm rooting for them. I hope they keep going.
He's Houston Nutt. He's been with CBS Sports since 2012, serves as a college football studio analyst. This Saturday, he can be seen on the CBS College Football halftime shows as well as Inside College Football at 6 p.m. on CBS Sports Network. At CBS this week, you got College Football Today at 2, and Alabama at South Carolina. Alabama losing at South Carolina. I can't believe that's been predicted. No, that's not predicted. Houston, thanks a ton. I got a feeling that they're going to win. That's
thanks,
just
Houston.
Me.
Appreciate your stuff.
Yes, you bet. Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy. That's Houston Nutt. Always a joy to talk a little college football.
I love hearing him. Golly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.